This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udogian. As we've noted, President Obama has already gotten to work in one of his first orders of business. The new president has asked for the military trials of terrorism suspects at Guantanamo Bay to be suspended for 120 days. Today, that request will be heard by two judges. For reaction, we turn to Walter White, the international human rights lawyer who practices in London, and he's also a former chair of the human rights section of the American Bar Association. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning.
So what are the implications here? Is the Obama administration one step closer to shutting down Guantanamo Bay and ending the Bush policy?
Well, I think that's true, but I think the initiative this morning is really a major step by the Obama administration to take control of the prosecution and the evaluation of the detainees in Guantanamo. It will require a separate order to shut down Guantanamo, but of course, before you shut down Guantanamo, you need to know what you're going to do with the various people there. And this is an effort, I think, to regularize the prosecution of those that they think that they can convict and dispense with those that they think they don't have sufficient evidence to proceed against. But by having a 120-day stay, they have the ability to figure out what they want their policy to be on each individual without having those cases just simply continue to run.
And we're talking about roughly somewhere around 250 detainees, from what we understand, still there. Let's talk about what would happen to those whom they believe they have enough evidence to bring charges and prosecute.
Well, the absolute answer is not clear on that, but there is an expectation. The president, when he was president-elect and before, has suggested that he would like to bring those detainees onto U.S. soil and presumably prosecute them utilizing the jurisdictional facilities that are in place in the United States. That would mean that they would have greater access to rights and liberties. Of course, they also would be exposed to a very sophisticated prosecutorial capability.
And we've heard a little bit about that plan and some of the leaks by the transition team in reports in the last couple of weeks, and so clearly we'll have to see how that unfolds. But in terms of international reaction, this has been a point of contention, a point of criticism of the United States, the way that the detainees have been held at Guantanamo Bay. How do you think that begins to alleviate some of that tension, international tension?
I believe that the goal of the president-elect is to return the United States to the moral high ground. He doesn't want a situation where his administration would have to apologize for how it administers justice, quite honestly, to anyone. And the potential is that the Guantanamo Bay situation is likely to be a major stain in U.S. history, and not unlike or not dissimilar to the Japanese internment camps during World War II.
Walter White, we thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Walter White is an international human rights lawyer practicing in London. I should add he's actually in Washington, D.C. and was there for the inauguration yesterday. He's also the former chair of the human rights section of the American Bar Association, talking about the next steps for the Obama administration when it comes to Guantanamo Bay and the detainees there.